This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 2021104.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, business, relationships, finances, health, life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis. Without taking any further time, let's get started. So today, as I'm stepping into the studio, and as I'm turning the microphone on, as I'm pressing the record button, I have too many ideas in my mind. Even though this is a daily podcast, I know I can share one concept, one idea with you now, and then I can come back and talk the other ideas tomorrow and the day after. But somehow, I don't know which one to choose, which one to pick. I have a simple formula to resolve this. Every time when it comes down to me and my ideas and my thoughts, or my listeners, their questions and their concerns, I always go with my listeners. So today, I have an incredible question coming from a very dear friend of mine who had been a listener to my radio shows for a very long time. He's a subscriber to this podcast and also someone who attended my seminars and my events, my live events in the past. His name is Manjeet Singh. And before I get into the question and before we hear from Manjeet directly here, let me give you a background on where this question is coming from and how I and Manjeet met and how he asked this question and what are some of the events that preceded him asking this question. At the start of every new year, I make an attempt to gather a bunch of people. And together we climb a small little mountain. And I had been doing that for the last 10 years now. Every year at the start of the year. Sometime in the first week or the second week of January, I invite all my subscribers, my customers, my clients, my listeners, the people on my email list, and invite them to come and climb and hike up a small little peak. And that event happened yesterday. So if you are on my email list, you might have gotten an email from me. And this place is called Mission Peak, and that is, you know, hardly 10 miles away from my house where I live. So yesterday, a bunch of us got together. Despite of the pandemic, we had about 5 people. Usually, I get about 20 or 25 people at the start of the year to go up Mission Peak. But then this time, I only had 5 people go up with me. Now, the idea behind this hike is to have some great conversations. Obviously, to meet people. You know, some people are on my email list who I haven't met at all. They have been on my email list for over 10 years. They come to say hello to me, and it's always an honor for me to meet them and talk to them. And along the way, have great conversations with them. Now, as we were going up yesterday, we were talking about the economy, the pandemic, the leadership of the country, many conversations, children, family, colleges. And along the way, Manjeet and I were talking about Peloton, fitness industry, equipment, and technology, and the dominance of technology and the relevance of technology in fitness industry and things like that. And as we went on to the summit, and after we summited, or after we got onto the peak, we were turning around and I asked Manjeet, I said, Manjeet, is it possible, if it's okay with you, would you kindly ask me the question that you asked all along the way so that I can play that question on my podcast and I'm going to answer your question on the podcast itself. So let's do this. Let's go to the question. And when I come back, I'm going to make my best effort to answer it here.
Hi, Srini. I have a question for you. Given that pandemic situation in 2020, all the work from home situations, I work in technology. I see a lot of things are changing, right? Buying behavior, the way we think about health and fitness, like fitness 24 hours going, filing for bankruptcy. Everybody's building their home gym and all the technological like AI and ML trends, all is going on. So my question is, What is your take on some of the growth opportunities in 2021? The macro technological trend, or maybe specific to the health, fitness, coaching, and you know the motivation and everything that you are a master of. Thank you.
Thank you, Manjeet. Thanks for the question. I will make my best attempt and my best effort to answer your question, but I would like to lead the answer with a disclaimer, and that is, I am a coach and I have decent understanding about how to coach people, how to train people, at least to a decent level. But I don't think I have any knowledge on the financial markets. I don't have any crystal ball, vision to find where the market is going to be or see where the market will be in the next 10 or 5 or 15 years. I have no idea. I can make some educated guesses here and there. But then here is what I'm going to do. I'm not only going to answer your question, but I'm going to also back my answer with a credible action. I'm going to answer the question because you asked me the question. But I'm going to answer the question and I'm going to back it up in a significant way with a strong sense of conviction. And I'm going to share that with you in just a second. So let me go to the question first. You asked me about the fitness industry and at a macro level, where I see growth in 2021, and also as a fitness trainer and a coach, where are the opportunities? So I'm going to address the fitness coaching part first, and then I'll tell you exactly where I see the opportunity. And again, I could be completely wrong as I'm answering this, but I'm going to back my answer with a commitment to you. Let me start out by addressing 24-hour fitness. I'm an amazing fan and a subscriber of 24-hour fitness. I have been a member for the last 10 years. The first time I took membership of 24-hour fitness was in the year 1999. And in the last 21 years, I have been a consistent member for the last 10 years for sure. In fact, for the last 10 years, I had been continuously buying personal coaching from the trainers at 24-hour fitness. And I know you are a trainer there. So a lot of respect to all the trainers at 24-hour fitness. For my Everest journey, I banked on the training for 24-hour fitness. Amazing trainers, an amazing club, all great things. I have a lot of absolute love for everything that company does. I feel sad where that company has gone, honestly. You know, they are following all the norms and all the regulations and everything. And in California, where we are, Manjeet, they are opening up and they're closing. And I think the first time they opened in the pandemic, after all the regulations were removed, or some of the restrictions were removed, they came up with an awesome scheduling app. I think it was great. And I went back on day one and I started working out. I still have my membership. I still pay. But I don't know that 24-hour fitness has pivoted at a level that every other company has. I don't know how and what shape they will be. I really feel bad for all my friends now and who are trainers there who were dependent on the income that they were as a result of their working there as fitness trainers. I really feel sad for them. And I'm also, deep in my heart, I reach out to them and I want to see them happy, successful and all. But I think a significant amount of income stream has been removed as a result of 24-hour fitness closing down. And I don't think there is any proven data to prove that 24-hour fitness is responsible for spreading COVID-19 or people getting infected. I mean, every time people come together, there's a possibility of that. But I think that number is very, very small, completely insignificant if you look at the things that are happening outside and in other places. But the truth is, it is closed, and personally speaking, I don't see a big turnaround future for 24-hour fitness as it stands right now. And I'm sure they will reinvent themselves. They'll come back. I wish them to come back and things like that. Now let's talk about the industry as such. All the fitness industry has done now is everybody has come up with their own apps. Everybody has come up with their own trainings. And then the industry is more like going from one-on-one to one-on-many. So you see a lot of online trainings happening, pre-records or live trainings, but mostly online, and everything's online anyway. We also see some people, some companies that are doing what is called outside training, and you see people coming to your house, but you know, maintaining the social distance and still training you at your home. I think the home gym and home training is an awesome industry. I think that's going to continue as far as the service part of the fitness industry goes. Now, in any industry, you have the service part, the sales part, the manufacturing part, and all that. In the fitness industry, if you look at the manufacturing side and you look at the service side opportunity is going away or redefining itself. But the maximum opportunity is in the manufacturing part, according to my observation. So you see companies like Tempo, Tonal, Mirror, these people, these companies are coming out and they are teaching people how to, they're selling equipment, but they are building intelligence into the equipment. As per your question, the machine learning and artificial intelligence based interactive applications that they are developing. And that is like earlier, like before Precor, let's take example of Precor as a company. Precor had non-intelligent equipment manufacturing, okay, for lack of better words. Now, that has been challenged, and now companies are trying to build intelligence into that. And you see, as I said, Tempo, Tonal, Mirror, all these companies, you know, in that space. We also see Nordic Track now also doing all interactive trainings also and building all these interfaces on their equipment. Again, AI, ML playing there, and that part is getting crowded there. I believe that a lot of opportunity exists in the manufacturing space of fitness industry. And you and I talked about the Peloton as a stock and the growth. And in fact, Peloton recently acquired Precor. So they are in the game to stay. And they had been in the game for a long time anyway. And 8 years or 10 years, whatever the timeline is, I think Peloton has a significant track record. And the stock is reflecting the emotion that people have attached with this company. I'm a firm believer this company is going to stay. I believe that home gym is going to be a big thing. And I believe that all this, as per your observation, AI, ML playing a significant role and the service industry getting challenged. Now, if we go down a little bit and specifically look into what will happen to all the fitness trainers, everybody's going online, they will go online. And the question now becomes is, how big of a reach you have? What platform should you use? Should you go on Facebook? Should you do TikTok? Should you do Clubhouse? All those discussions are happening. I see a tremendous opportunity in corporate training. I don't think corporates took fitness seriously. You know, if you look at big companies, they always had their gyms, they had their staff members and things like that. But then many mid-level companies, they did not have a gym. They couldn't afford a gym. But they knew that their employees should work out, should take fitness seriously and things like that. I don't think those companies invested significantly in that space. So what it means is that as an individual fitness trainer, I could be in demand because these companies, mid-sized companies, mid to large, these companies want their employees to stay fit while they're working from their homes. They need to be given a fitness program. They need to be working out, exercising. And these companies will hire fitness trainers either on a full-time basis or on a contingent basis. And there is an opportunity there for sure. I see that. Now, it's coming down to Peloton as a company. Let me talk about that for a second. There will be many companies coming up. I think Peloton has become an American emotion. It's going there. It's an incredible brand. Now, in order, as I said very early on, as I started to answer your question, which is, I'm going to back my answer with conviction. So what I did today, this morning, Manjeet, is I went and I bought 25 shares of Peloton at about $145 each. Exactly a year from now, hopefully you and I will be on the same hike. And we will get on to Mission Peak, and I'm going to show you, I'll show you, listen, Manjit, you asked me this question a year ago, and I told you I bought 25 shares of Peloton, and here I am right now with the growth that I projected on that day when you asked me the question. I have bought $3,500 of my personal money. I'm putting it on your question. I bought the stock this morning. In fact, at the time of recording of this podcast episode, my Peloton stock is down by $2. Okay, so I'm at loss as I'm actually recording this, but I believe in the company. It's going to be amazing. So I'm going to report to you a year from now, and I'll show you exactly where I stand with my investment. I think it's going to be significant. That's how deep and far I believe in this. I believe there is a tremendous opportunity in the manufacturing space. I think as a fitness trainer, individual coach, mentor, I think people should pivot and start looking into corporate trainings, not individual training. If you're training individually, yes, you should build your followers on Instagram or TikTok or Clubhouse or any other online platform. You should do that. There are different business models around that space, but that is how I see the industry from where I see. That is my line of sight as of today. As far as 24-hour fitness goes, I hope they come back. I hope they are able to open. I hope they're able to pivot beyond online training and do something very innovative. Hopefully they'll go and start writing their own AI ML training programs. I don't know. I'm curious to see where that company goes, but I have tremendous belief and hope in them. I hope I answered your question, Manjit. Thank you. Always great to have conversations with you. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for being a listener. If you have a question for me, if you think that I can address a concern you have, a situation you have, a challenge you have, please, by all means, call 888-818-0404 or text me at 888-818-0404. Ask me the question. I'll be more than happy to answer that question for you in one of my upcoming episodes. If you found today's episode helpful, or if you find this podcast helpful, do me a favor. Rate me. Give me a 5-star rating. If you think I don't deserve a 5-star rating, give me a rating that you think I deserve. Write me a review. Help me. Enrich me. Help me grow. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.